Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Bradley. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Goldsberry reaches second base with a double. Scala moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Kaka settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scala scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakos for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into Appling, who tags Graham trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Zarrilla scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive towards first. Graham catches it and steps on first to double up Tipton. Two outs. Fred Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Lehner moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-1 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to third. Embry moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Scala hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-1 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kuzava now pitching. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Graham reaches second base with a double. Kakas moves to third. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kakas scores. Graham moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a fly ball towards right. Philly catches it and throws to home to double up Graham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner, who is chasing the ball. Tipton reaches third base with a triple. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Bob Malloy now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tipton scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scala hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to second with Pellegrini covering, to double up Baker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Malloy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malloy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Moss moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzava fields it and throws to third for the out. Malloy moves to second. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Dick Starr now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Goldsberry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Philly moves to second. Ray Shore now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zernial scores. Philly moves to third. One out. It's 7-3, White Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Baker reaches second base with a double. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0-for-0 in the game. Kuzava strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leaner moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers now playing left field. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scala takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scala moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pellegrini fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Scala scores. One out. It's 9-3, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Anderson pinch hits for Ray Shore. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Medlinger now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Pellegrini catches it and throws to first to double up Tipton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kuzawa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzawa is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzawa hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Hancock pinch hits for Luke Appling. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock takes first base on ball 4. Goldsberry moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. Hancock goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zernial moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-3, White Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Hancock now playing shortstop. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hancock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuzava takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scala hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Zarilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Platt moves to third. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Severs reaches second base with a double. Platt scores. Zarilla scores. It's 14-5, White Sox. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Severs moves to third. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Severs scores. Two outs. It's 14-6, White Sox. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lehner moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 14-7, White Sox. Ned Garver pinch runs for Les Moss. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Hank Arft pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Arft reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Garver goes all the way around to score. It's 14-9, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Arft scores. Platt goes all the way around to score. It's 14-11, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zarrilla strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 11. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.